Welcome to our podcast, where we unravel the intricate realm of cybersecurity, exploring its importance and impact on our digital world. In Apple News, they've made improvements to their music app for Android, specifically addressing an issue that previously allowed unauthorized access to contacts, playing an essential part in protecting user privacy and reducing potential security risks. Another crucial area of focus for Apple has been identifying and rectifying various vulnerabilities. A cross-site scripting vulnerability was found in Apple TV OS, which could potentially be exploited by attackers to inject malicious scripts into web pages viewed by users. It's advised for users to frequently update their devices with security patches for protection. Similarly, another vulnerability was identified in Apple Music for Android, which allows for remote code execution, meaning an attacker could potentially execute code on the affected device. Prompt installation of the necessary upgrade is recommended to mitigate the risk. Shifting our attention to Apple Mac OS, several critical vulnerabilities were discovered recently. One enables buffer overflow exploitation through manipulation of unknown data, however, it is local and requires physical access to the device to exploit. Another vulnerability allows for remote code execution and was found in the Mac OS Web Contents Handler component. It's crucial for users to update these areas of the system promptly to mitigate potential risks. The same remote code execution flaw discovered in the Mac OS was also identified in Apple TV OS's Web Contents component, indicating the need for Apple users to stay updated and install necessary upgrades. In other news, security enhancements have been implemented in Android to counter potential stalkers and thieves targeting AirTags. Compared to Apple's seeming inaction, the contrast is quite stark. Prioritizing device security is crucial for both Apple and Android users to protect personal information. Additionally, a cross-site scripting vulnerability has been discovered in Apple's default web browser, Safari. To reduce risks associated with this vulnerability, upgrading to the browser's latest version is advised. Discussion of implementing features to lock an iPhone for preset amounts of time has also been in the mix, seeing it as a way to bolster device security and privacy. Lastly, another vulnerability was identified in Apple Mac OS. It allows for the escalation of privileges through the manipulation of unknown data. Similar to one of the vulnerabilities mentioned earlier, it is local and requires physical access to the device to exploit. Making sure to install the suggested upgrade is encouraged to secure the device to its utmost potential. U.S. Senator Ron Wyden has recently criticized Microsoft for its alleged negligent cybersecurity practices, specifically highlighting breaches of its 365 email system in SolarWinds. Senator Wyden contends that Microsoft could have done more to prevent such attacks, emphasizing the necessity for the tech giant to prioritize cybersecurity and fortify its defenses against future threats. The criticism follows several cyberattacks that have compromised national security. The breach in Microsoft's 365 email system, which transpired earlier this year, revealed vulnerabilities that enabled hackers to illicitly access sensitive data. Moreover, the SolarWinds breach, disclosed in late 2020, left numerous government agencies and businesses exposed to potential compromise. Senator Wyden asserts that Microsoft needs to be more transparent and cooperative with government bodies to prevent subsequent cyberattacks. This may involve taking responsibility for any security infringements occurring on their platforms and establishing protocols to protect user data. As cybersecurity concerns grow, technology companies like Microsoft are urged to adopt proactive measures to protect their systems. Future discussions will reveal if Microsoft takes Senator Wyden's criticism on board and whether their cybersecurity practices will be put under increased scrutiny. In the realm of SEC news, there are crucial updates pertaining to cybersecurity regulations. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, has introduced new measures to boost cybersecurity procedures within cryptocurrency firms and public companies. The emphasis is placed on transparency and immediate breach reporting in response to rising threats and vulnerabilities presented by cyberattacks. The SEC aims to safeguard the investors' interests and uphold the integrity of financial markets by enforcing rigorous cybersecurity protocols. An important aspect of these new regulations is mandating banks and financial institutions to make public any significant data breaches within 4 days. This move aims for quick, transparent reporting of such incidents, enabling investors and consumers to be informed and assess potential risks. The SEC's intent with these regulations extends beyond heightening cybersecurity awareness within the banking sector. It also strives to cultivate an environment of accountability and trust. By requiring speedy disclosure, the SEC hopes to prevent scenarios where corporations might conceal or undervalue a cybersecurity breach's severity. In summary, these current SEC cybersecurity regulations serve as a reminder to all those operating in the financial domain, cryptocurrency firms, public corporations, or traditional banks, to emphasize cybersecurity. Entities are required to take suitable actions to secure sensitive data. Noncompliance with these rules puts not only investors and consumers in danger, but it also renders companies vulnerable to potential legal and reputational repercussions. As technology continues to evolve, the risk of cyberattacks remains ongoing, heralding cybersecurity an increasingly critical element of business operations. With these new regulations, the SEC aspires to foster a safer and more transparent financial environment. The eCitizen online platform in Kenya, a crucial service for accessing various government functionalities, has been hit with a significant disruption, affecting both government services and mobile money operations. The interruption, believed to be caused by a cyber attack, has left this platform, used for procedures like passport applications, national identification cards procurement, business permits handling, and various service payments, inaccessible for several days. A repercussion of this attack has been the significant impact on mobile money services, an immensely popular financial transaction method amongst Kenyans. The downtime in the eCitizen platform has resulted in disrupted mobile money services, causing inconvenience and frustration for the public who count on it for essential transactions. Moreover, not only government functions have been hit, but also private sector operations have seen adverse effects. These businesses depend on the eCitizen platform for processing necessary licenses and paperwork. The attack has introduced delays and interruptions in their business activities. Kenya's authorities have focused efforts on resolving the issues to restore the eCitizen platform's functionality. Investigations are ongoing into identifying the cyber attackers and devising strategies to prevent similar future occurrences. The incident underscores the importance of cybersecurity and signals a need to bolster protective measures for critical online systems. In the interim, Kenya's citizens and businesses are encouraged to be patient and explore alternative means for accessing government services and conducting mobile money transactions. Stay tuned for further developments on this situation impacting Kenya's eCitizen platform, along with its influence on government services and mobile money operations. Thank you for joining us as we explored the fascinating world of cybersecurity, shedding light on the importance of protecting our digital lives and staying one step ahead of cyber threats.